On New Year's Eve, Ukraine attacked a facility in an area of the nation that was occupied with American weaponry, according to the Russian Defense Ministry. Dozens of Russian service members were killed in the attack. Four HIMARS artillery warheads struck a provisional facility, the Defense Ministry reported in a Telegram message on Monday, killing 63 military members. It said that two projectiles were shot down. Earlier, a senior Russian-backed official in the controlled Donetsk region claimed that HIMARS missiles from the United States had struck a vocational school in Makiivka. On Sunday night on Telegram, Daniel Bezhunov reported a considerable number of dead and wounded. The attack's perpetrator, Ukraine, has not claimed responsibility, but its military forces have issued a mysterious message on Telegram. Santa placed over 400 corpses of Russian servicemen in bags due to careless manipulation of heating apparatus, ignoring security precautions, and smoking in an unidentified location. Emergency personnel on Monday cleared the debris of a vocational school in Makiivka, Ukraine's occupied Donetsk region, that had been devastated by shelling. The report continued, about 300 more have wounds of varied degrees of severity. According to the Russian news outlet TASS, Denis Pushilin, the head of the self-declared Donetsk People's Republic, stated on Sunday that Ukrainian forces had shelled many civilian facilities on New Year's Eve. The drones made in Iran began to assault Kyiv's city overnight. Mayor Vitaly Klitschko reported that 22 aircraft were lost above Kyiv, including 3 in the city's surrounding area and 15 over nearby provinces. Energy infrastructure facilities were damaged as a result of the capital's nighttime shelling. There are critical power shortages in the city, Klitschko said on Telegram late Sunday. According to him, the attack caused damage to energy infrastructure facilities, and an explosion happened in one municipal district. It wasn't immediately clear if other weapons or drones were to blame. Klitschko added that an injured 19-year-old guy was being treated in a hospital and that the capital was experiencing emergency power shortages. Nearly every week since October, Russia has attacked water and electricity infrastructure with airstrikes.